Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Thank you, listener. Thank you for your passion. Thank you for thinking outside the box, for listening to The Outsider, and for being yourself. Without you in Radioland, I'd be a voice calling out into the void. On behalf of all the voices you hear on CJSF, I'm Robin, host of Roots and Berries on Fridays at noon. Thank you so much for listening.
Welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy in New Orleans, Louisiana, where we just rolled in here with two tour buses and somehow survived this gigantic storm with 60-mile-an-hour gusts and an amazing downpour, which managed to cancel two of our shows as the opening act for Neil Young and Crazy Horse in Austin and in Dallas. So we are here taking a little bit of time off after preaching about Mother Nature. We got wailed on. So here we're just on the edge of that storm, but it's letting up. We're seeing some daylight. Today we'd like to talk about the earth-defending language that we have in some of the songs that we select. Over the last years, we have specialized in Sun Ra and Mercedes Sosa and Pete Seeger, but especially most of the songs that we've selected that have the earth theme are the Church of Stop Shopping, our own choir, and Neil Young. Neil has been singing about the earth and the need to defend the earth since the beginning of what we know of as his career in the 60s and 70s. So we're just going to give you a medley of some of the selections going back over the last 4 years. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you are inspired by it, as you might have been when they were first aired. And what is the role of music in this radicalizing moment as we work with the earth during the sixth extinction, during a tremendous acceleration of cascading earth events that are called natural disasters by the news people? And this is Reverend Billy. I'll see you on the other side. See you in the music. Earthalluyah.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Oh,
Michael, we are here in Austin, Texas at the Neil Young concert. I work for Tree Folks, which is a local reforestation nonprofit based here in Central Texas, and I work specifically on the Central Texas Floodplain Reforestation Program. The program that I work on specifically tries to, we work with rural landowners throughout Central Texas, so a 7-county region. Generally, areas that have been fallen into disrepair from overgrazing, bad ag practices, or clear cutting of the native ash juniper forest. We come in and we provide free reforestation services to these landowners. We'll plant somewhere between 500 to 1,000 native saplings an acre. And all of this is within the 100-year floodplain or on properties that are adjacent to the 100-year floodplain with the objective of improving water infiltration, reducing water pollution, reducing runoff in these really environmentally sensitive areas. They're also really biodiverse areas, riparian corridors, and they're these reservoirs of extreme species variety. But then they also, I think, serve an outsized role in the environment at large because, you know, they're corridors. If you have a really biodiverse area upstream, that'll lead to biodiverse areas downstream. So we think that by working in these riparian areas, the effect that we can have is amplified by nature's own way. And part of what we do is also, we have our landowners that we work with sign a 26-year deed amendment that makes them swear that they won't mow or cut down any of the trees on their property. And that's a way to safeguard it as it changes hands, you know, as new landowners come in or if they decide to subdivide the parcels. It protects that area. Trees and tall native grasses, I think, are so important because they provide this really, like, they provide a three-dimensional ecosystem. If you imagine a shorn lawn, there are certain things that can live in there, certain, depending on the grass type. But then the taller you go, you're just exponentially increasing the livable area for things. It's not just open air. You're providing so much more niche space. And so that's really what we're setting out to do. In addition, our program was founded, the reforestation program at our organization was founded in response to the wildfires that happened in Bastrop in 2011. There we planted some, I think around 2 million trees. Mostly volunteers helped us do it. And today when I go drive out in Bastrop, a lot of my family is from LaGrange, which is, Bastrop is halfway between Austin and where my family lives. I can see these forests that the organization planted, and they planted them before I worked there. But I can tell specifically, like, oh, those are our trees, and now this area is coming back to life.
Earth is our government. Earth is our God. Earth is our economy. Earth is our church. We listen to Earth and then we go back to the old institutions. We go to the president and the generals and the holy fathers and the doctors of thinking, and we get no response. Then we return to the earth and await further instructions. We know that life itself is the best strategist.
Earth speaks to us every day. The natural disasters are hard lessons. The silence of extinct life is a sorrowing earth. What earth knows is almost entirely unknown to us. The unknowable earth is everything that we believe. It is all the commandments. It is common sense. It is where compassion comes from. We put personalities on Mount Olympus to represent it. We pray to the watery fire that creates a child inside our loved one. We dance all night. Now Earth is our only celebrity. Earth is the only famous being that matters at all. Human history was made triumphing over Earth. Now Earth makes history.
So much.
take that journey,
you and me.
Take that time. Get the map. Got the map? Oh, it's inside us. We forgot that. Now we remember. The earth gave us the map. Thank you, Earth. Yeah. We'll be singing beautiful Earth until you guided us, and now we promise you in the streets. Beautiful Earth. We'll do everything we gotta do. We'll risk arrest, go to jail, teach the children, tear down the refinery with our bare hands, swimming down the river to the valley. Beautiful Earth. Thank you. You waited for us.
Beautiful.
Beautiful Earth.
Beautiful. 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 Beautiful.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Environmentalists in Indonesia's South Kalimantan province have emerged victorious after a 3-year legal battle against a company that planned to displace thousands of people and mine coal in a rich mountainous rainforest. The Supreme Court rejected last month the coal company's final appeal in a lawsuit that argued the former Minister of Energy and Mines should not have given an operating permit to MCM Mining because it had not produced an environmental permit first. The number of American bald eagles has quadrupled since 2009, with more than 300,000 birds soaring over the lower 48 states. Bald eagles reached an all-time low of 417 known nesting pairs in 1963 in the lower 48, but after decades of protection, including banning the pesticide DDT and placement of the eagle on the endangered species list in more than 40 states, the bald eagle population has continued to grow. The bald eagle was removed from the list of threatened or endangered species in 2007. A new image of the supermassive M87 black hole has been unveiled, revealing a closer look at how it interacts with the matter surrounding it. The Event Horizon Telescope team released the first image of a black hole in 2019, revealing a bright ring-like structure with a dark central region described as the black hole's shadow. Researchers observed images of magnetic fields at the black hole's edge where some matter is falling inward. Meanwhile, other matter is being blown into space in the form of bright, powerful jets that extend at least 5,000 light years away, beyond the galaxy in which the black hole resides. New Delhi has earned the title of being the world's most polluted capital for the third year in a row. IQ Air, a Swiss group that measures air quality levels, placed the Indian capital over 106 capitals of the world for the year 2020. In fact, 35 of the world's 50 most polluted cities are in India. In 2020, New Delhi's average annual concentration of pollution in a cubic meter of air was double that of Beijing. The report further states that air pollution resulted in 54,000 premature deaths in the national capital in the same year. A new MIT study shows that the cost of lithium-ion batteries used to power phones, laptops, and electric vehicles has fallen by 97% over the past 3 decades. The research, based on a detailed analysis of battery costs and performance, concluded that the steep drop in costs is comparable to the more widely publicized decline in the cost of photovoltaic cells for solar panels, which are often held up as a kind of gold standard in clean energy innovation. The ongoing decline in lithium-ion batteries will have important ramifications for the growing electrification of vehicles and the expanded use of stationary batteries, which can help compensate for the intermittent supply of wind and solar energy. These trends are likely to stimulate rapid electrification of vehicles and a rapid growth of renewable energy technologies. Using molecular dating tools and epidemiological simulations, researchers estimate that the SARS-CoV-2 virus likely circulated undetected for 2 months before the COVID-19 were described in Wuhan, China, in late December 2019. Recent simulations suggest that the mutating virus dies out naturally more than 3/4 of the time without causing an epidemic. The original strain of SARS-CoV-2 became epidemic because it was widely dispersed, which favors persistence, and because it thrived in urban areas where transmission was easier. The rate of sea level rise in the 20th century along much of the U.S. Atlantic coast was the fastest in 2,000 years, and southern New Jersey had the fastest rates. The global rise in sea level from melting ice and warming oceans from 1900 to 2000 led to a rate that's more than twice the average for the years 0 to 1800. An estimated 34 million people are struggling with emergency levels of acute hunger, known as IPC4, meaning they are one step away from starvation. Acute hunger is being driven by conflict, climate shocks, and the COVID pandemic, and in some places, compounded by storms of desert locusts. Northern Nigeria, Yemen, and South Sudan top the list of places facing catastrophic levels of acute hunger. Latin America is the region hardest hit by the economic decline and will be the slowest to recover. While in the Middle East, Yemen, Syria, and Lebanon are seriously affected by rapid currency depreciation and rocketing inflation. And now, the sounds of extinction. The jaguar is a big cat, a feline in the Panthera genus, and is the only Panthera species found in the Americas. The jaguar is the third largest feline after the tiger and the lion, and the largest in the Western Hemisphere. The jaguar's present range extends from states in Mexico across much of Central America and south to Paraguay and northern Argentina. Apart from a known and possibly breeding population in southern Arizona, the cat has largely been extirpated from the U.S. since the early 20th century. This spotted cat most closely resembles the leopard physically, although it is usually larger and of sturdier build, and its behavioral and habitat characteristics are closer to that of a tiger. While dense rainforest is its preferred habitat, the jaguar will range across a variety of forested and open terrains. It is strongly associated with the presence of water and is notable, along with the tiger, as a feline that enjoys swimming. The jaguar is largely a solitary, opportunistic stalk and ambush predator at the top of the food chain. It is a keystone species, playing an important role in stabilizing ecosystems and regulating the populations of the animals it hunts. The jaguar has an exceptionally powerful bite, even relative to other big cats. This allows it to pierce the shells of armored reptiles and to employ an unusual killing method. It bites directly through the skull of prey between the ears to deliver a fatal bite to the brain. The jaguar is a near-threatened species, and as numbers are declining, threats include loss and fragmentation of habitat. While international trade in jaguars or their parts is prohibited, the cat is still frequently killed by humans, particularly in conflicts with ranchers and farmers in South America. Although reduced, its range remains large. Given its historical distribution, the jaguar has featured prominently in the mythology of numerous indigenous American cultures, including that of the Maya and Aztec. And hear the sounds of the jaguar. Thank you.
the people that contributed to this half hour. Marina Wykel and Tree Folks, Joni, Charles Lloyd, Jason Moran, Alice Coltrane, The Nightjar, European Robbins, Savitri D, and the News from the Natural World, Jason Candler, our editor, Sundar Ganglani and Ali Dineen, and the Stop Shopping Choir, which in a few minutes will perform with me here in the Neil Young Love Tour. We'd like to thank all of you. There's a way that music carries activism in it, love of Earth in it. There's a way that we feel replenished and something like courage, but more than that, we feel that we are the Earth ourselves, that we're carrying the music in our bodies. And that gives us the best reason of all to commit to direct action for our survival and for the Earth's flourishing. Somebody give me an Earth alert.